There are more people behind bars here in California than in any other state. And to deal with an ever-growing inmate population, the state may build more prisons. Part of the problem is that so many California parolees end up back in prison. Judy Campbell of member station KQED reports.
California's prisons are bursting at the bars. On average, state prisons are running at almost double capacity. That means inmates sleep in bunks stacked three high in prison hallways and gyms. Some have even slept outside. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says if things don't change, a federal court could order the early release of tens of thousands of inmates.
We have a crisis in our hands. We cannot continue looking the other way.
California wasn't supposed to be looking the other way. The governor promised sweeping prison reform when he came into office, both through his own initiatives and in response to court orders. Schwarzenegger pledged to offer counseling, education, and job training to cut recidivism. California's is the highest in the country. He also promised parole reform so petty violators don't clog prisons. But reforms have mostly stalled, and last week the governor offered another way to combat overcrowding, build two new large-scale prisons and several smaller urban lockups. State Senate Majority Leader Gloria Romero calls it an about-face.
He promised rehabilitation. He asserted he would do prison reform. This year, a few months before his reelection, he suddenly is becoming the Terminator. He's standing up, thumping his chest, and saying, we got to build more prisons. And you have to almost think, well, where did that come from?
The governor says reforms will still happen. He says new small prisons will be designed to help inmates reintegrate into their communities and will house women closer to their families. And he says reforms cannot take place in the packed prisons.
The classrooms where we're supposed to teach, the workshops where you're supposed to teach them professions so when they can get out, they can get jobs and so on and connect with the outside. All of these things we are taking away because we're filling them up with double and triple bunking inmates.
But critics say it will take years to build new prisons. Steve Famas, an attorney with the Prison Law Office, which has frequently sued the state over prison conditions.
What the governor has done sort of is as if you had a morbidly obese patient and decided that the long-term solution was simply to buy the patient a bigger pair of pants. It's really, unfortunately, a shallow approach to a complex problem.
So what happened to the governor's promise to overhaul one of the nation's most poorly run prison systems? The man who used to head California prisons, Roderick Hickman, says part of the problem was too much expectation and too little support.
We got to remember that California hasn't gone down the path of providing rehabilitative services for over 20-plus years. And, you know, part of my frustration with the whole process is that people thought that from July until January there were going to be massive changes in things when just two or three fiscal years before that they had taken budget cuts in those areas that were the same areas we were trying to ramp back up.
And Hickman says there are other overwhelming forces. As secretary, he went head-to-head with the state's powerful prison guard union. In February, he resigned, saying the union had too much power in the governor's office and were calling too many shots, making his job impossible. And last month, the court report said growing union power signaled the governor's retreat from prison reform after a strong start. Easy to blame us, says Lance Corcoran, spokesman for the Prison Guards Union. He blames poor management and a lack of political will.
And the reality is this. If we were running the department, wouldn't you think we wouldn't be complaining about it all the time?
Reformers say the best chance for real change may be after the elections. Perhaps then someone can take up the biggest taboo in prison overcrowding. That is, whether some of the mandatory long sentences for criminals are just too long. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.